In our time together, we will be exploring a long-forgotten and ancient tradition of contemplative prayer in the Orthodox Church. It dates back to the 3rd century, in Jesus' call in the 6th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. It reminds you that when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. That tradition is the process of withdrawing and retreating to allow God to work in and through you, a practice of prayer marked by sincere tranquility, intent on contemplating God unceasingly by simply submitting to the name of Jesus. So the theme of this meditation from Philippians chapter 4 is tranquility, contemplating on the constant and perpetual presence of God and submitting to His design to work in and through you. So for the next 15 minutes, leave behind your plans and selfish desires to instead surrender to His. Allow your mind to center, your breathing to ease, and your eyes to shut as you encounter the peace of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from Philippians chapter 4. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, may I know your peace. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace is yours. And Heavenly Father, may I know your peace. And the peace of God which transcends all understanding is yours as well. And Heavenly Father, may I know your peace. And the peace of God that stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. And Heavenly Father, may I know your peace. Spend a few moments now glorifying God, enjoying Him, and dwelling in the presence of His peace. Just then, did your mind wander to anxious, worrisome thoughts? Do you feel uneasy with the plans of God? Well, whisper your answer. And through tears, perhaps, whisper your worries. Take note of how your mind and body respond when your own attempts to find peace have failed you, or when you accept the world's definition of peace, only to then be disappointed. Now turn from those lies to center on the truth of His peace. Relinquish your own effort to yield instead to the peace found only in God. Center on the peace of God which reassures your heart and transcends human understanding. whisper, "Heavenly Father, may I know your peace." Allow the words to become your centering prayer. Center once more in your breathing. Don't try to control the pace or the depth. Simply become aware of each breath, each full, deep breath from your belly fill you with peace. Breathe out any anxiety and breathe in the peace of God. Without effort, be aware of each breath filling your body with the pneuma, the ruach, the breath of God, the peace of God in Christ. Stay centered on your breathing in the sacred words, "Heavenly Father, may I know your peace." Continue as you soak in God's glory and listen to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. Listen for life application as I read from Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. From the Christian Standard Bible. Listen for and apply God's message of peace through St. Paul's letter to the church in Philippi. My dear friend in the faith and follower of the way, do what you have learned and received and heard from me and seen in me, and then the God of peace will be with you. Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. Do what you have learned and received and heard from me and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Where did your mind begin to center? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest in the peace that God is knitting into you. Once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the English Standard Version. Finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. What feeling, thought, or idea did you encounter in this reading? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Thank you. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen once again now from the New American Standard Bible. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you want to hear from God right now? Where do you need most peace in your life? Let these reflections move you now into a time of prayer, and allow this next minute for these words to become yours. Practice these things so the God of peace will be with you in Christ. Resting with your eyes closed softly in imaginative contemplation, listen once more to these attributes. Which of them ring and resonate in your mind? Be mindful and aware of what is right, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. Once more, withdraw into your mind's room with the door shut, praying to your Father in secret in the name of Christ. Be tranquil as you listen once more. Which of these words invokes the name of Jesus? Right, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. For this next minute, let that word be your sacred word to center on the presence of Christ. Whisper it now in a time of contemplation beyond words. Our world is hectic, so be intentional to withdraw and retreat into the presence of God to experience His peace. Explore moments of deep tranquility to contemplate God and surrender to the name of Jesus. And consider, too, how you can be a moment of tranquility for another. How can you pay forward the peace that God has gifted you? Who can you bless by sharing the peace of God? But for now, receive this prayer of blessing to do what you've learned and received and heard, and the God of peace will be with you. so may you know the peace of Christ, the divine work of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the holy glory of God as you whisper without ending, "Heavenly Father, may I know your peace, the peace of the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever shall be. Amen."